Lancashire is a fascinating county, full of great many places of interest, ancient history, and some beautiful scenery. But it often misses out to the Yorkshire Dales and the Lancashire Fells. So I just want to share a place called the Forest of Bowland, which is one of my favourite areas to go and visit. And this is an article that I wrote for coolplaces.co.uk when they asked me if I could describe a day out in a place which maybe people haven't heard of so much. Through the undergrowth they went, squealing and running as fast as their little legs could carry them. Their mother looked up with tiny, suspicious eyes, then put her head down and carried on munching. I had inadvertently disturbed a litter of wild boar piglets, and they had dashed for cover further up the field. Fortunately, I was separated from their mother by a fence, as I suspect she knew. I was at the Bowland Wild Boar Park, one of the many unexpected delights of the Forest of Bowland, one of England's loveliest and most remote areas of outstanding natural beauty. A day exploring this region just isn't long enough. I've been often and discover new places every time. 300 square miles stretch from the infamous Pendle Hill, scene of the Lancashire witches' cavortings, up to the north of Lancaster and into Yorkshire near Settle. It's a tranquil land of undulating hills, isolated moorland, dense forest, quaint stone villages, and a myriad of rivers and streams, creating a gentle background murmuring of diamond clear water against stone. I had driven down from Carnforth through the Trough of Bowland, getting lost along the way as usual. Do not rely on sat nav to get around this area. Signals are not always strong, and it's a cobweb of little lanes. The Trough is popular with fell walkers, and there are lots of paths winding their way across the hills and valleys. It's a perfect place for a picnic, with plenty of stopping places to lay out a rug, unpack the butties, and paddle in the river. Dunsop Bridge is in the heart of the Forest of Bowland, but also virtually the geographical centre of Great Britain. I stopped off at the pretty post office Puddle Ducks Cafe for a drink and had to fight my way through a huge number of ducks, all intent on tripping me up and snatching a few biscuit crumbs. Having had a walk along the river, I drove on to the inn at Whitwell, now well known as the starting point for TV's The Trip, that very quirky road trip taken by Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan through northwest England. I love this place. It's got an eclectic elegance and friendly atmosphere, a really well-stocked wine delicatessen shop, and quirky antiques dotted all around. Oh, and the food is superb. Behind the building flows the River Hodder with a set of stepping stones. The water was a bit high the day I was there and too fast to risk a dunking. For those who enjoy simple rural pleasures, the Forest of Bowland is a delight. There are plenty of places for fishing in the four main rivers, the Lune, the Ribble, Hodder and Wyre. It's mainly game fishing, including salmon, sea and brown trout and grayling. Bird watchers are drawn by the lure of one of Britain's rarest animals, the hen harrier, as well as the peregrine, merlin, stonechat, and numerous others. I love the summer sound of the skylark as it swoops and swirls high above flower-bedecked hay meadows and hills. Finishing off that day out, I went across to Slaidburn, one of the most popular Bowland villages, to have a snack at the riverbank tea rooms. The owners are rightly proud of their green tourism accreditation. I can highly recommend the Lancashire cheese and pickle sandwich. It was delicious. Further up the road is Gisburn Forest, with excellent mountain bike trails and wonderful tree-studded scenery that gives the area its name. Stocks Reservoir has plenty of great picnic spots for tired walkers and cyclists. Next time, I may even be tempted to bring my bike. For more articles like this, you can visit my blog site, thequirkytraveller.com.